This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dustin, can you imagine if we didn't do daylight savings?
It'd be nice. It wouldn't be dark all the time.
Well, if we didn't do it, it would be darker later.
I'm okay with that.
What? What time did you wake up during the break? And by the break, I mean the holiday break? Yeah.
Probably like 8.
Was the sun out?
No.
Right. 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 I mean, we are all screwed up with what time it is, you know, because we wake up so early.
Yeah.
Bus family at this time as well. And so, you know, when the sun isn't up like it is in the summer, then it's like confusing as what time it is. I would get up and think, I would feel like it was 10:30 in the morning. Look outside, it would be pitch black. It would be almost 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't get it at all, because I thought, oh, it's a nice little break. I'll wake up, it'll be nice out, it'll be sunny, I'll go start my day early. Even at 7:30, 8 o'clock, like when you're getting up, you still have all day. You know, it's weird to have all day to kind of go do stuff. No, it's still dark. You don't want to go outside. It's still cold.
Right.
I'm over it.
Oh my God, I'm freezing.
Oh, and it's freezing.
Freezing.
Well, you sat through some freezing weather yesterday.
Dude.
I commend you for that.
I went to my first NFL game ever, and it was yesterday, the Chiefs versus the Raiders.
I didn't realize that was your first game ever.
Ever of all time. My first NFL game. I've been to a couple baseball games, and basketball games, but not NFL.
A little different, isn't it?
Oh, my God. So much different. We have to talk about that coming up.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Let's first take this time to let the Buzz family know that a very anticipated Red Friday wrap will absolutely happen this Friday at 8:30.
Yes, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one of the season, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I mean, there's some games left, but I mean, nothing's really going to compare.
I hate this team. I hate this Patriots.
Oh,
I literally can taste blood in my mouth right now. I hate them that much. I shouldn't hate anything that much.
Yes, you should. It's fair.
It's true.
They lost.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh!
Doesn't that make you feel good?
It does. It makes standing out in the cold for 20 hours.
Yep, they lost. And I mean, we've got them left.
Hell
the
yeah.
Broncos left. The Chargers left. And the Bears.
I love this.
I mean, really, this is a big, big game.
Awesome.
So yeah, Red Friday Wrap.
Red Friday Wrap. We're definitely going to do it. We've got our song picked out and everything. And so, yes, we've taken a couple weeks off of it just because there's been either no game or the game's been on a weird day.
Right.
So, yes, this Friday we're definitely going to do it. But, dude, I went to my first ever NFL game yesterday.
Did you have fun?
Oh, my God, yes.
Did you freeze to death?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I don't know what it is about that stadium, man. I can stand outside in the parking lot and get drunk and tailgate.
Yes.
And be fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
I felt overdressed by that time. I was like, I wore socks.
And it's not like you're any less drunk once you get in there.
No.
It's not like you did anything differently. Typically, the weather hasn't changed that drastically. The second you get in there and you're around, it's freezing.
And it wasn't even that windy either inside the stadium, at least yesterday.
Mm-mm.
But you're exactly right. There's something. I don't know why, but it drops 10, 15 degrees.
I've heard it's the concrete in there. Ugh. And people will stand on cardboard for that reason. I don't know what it is. But yes.
Oh, God.
And you just got to keep drinking. You get drunk and you don't care.
Right.
But then you can't get up to go pee.
Right.
I mean,
There's so many problems. So many first world problems. But, oh, dude, my whole life, I've only ever seen football on TV. Like, my parents were big football fans, so I remember watching it on the stupid TV with the spinny knob in the 80s, you know? And then the 90s, whatever kind of TV we got. The 2000s, still the same TV we used from the 90s at my parents' house. 2010's the same deal. They do not like to upgrade. But watching it on TV and then seeing it in real life was so wild because it seemed realer.
I can see that.
In real life?
Yeah.
But it was also, it seemed so much smaller.
Yeah, sometimes there's that disconnect with the players that you kind of think they're action figures or superhuman.
Absolutely.
When you watch them on TV, they're almost like, it's like a movie. Mm-hmm. And then in person, you're looking on the sideline, you're like, they're not huge.
That's number 15 right there.
Yeah, you're like, he's not that big. He's not as tall as you would expect him to be. I mean, all of them. Yeah, it's crazy. And then you see them get hurt, and you're like, oh, man, that actually did sound and look like it should hurt.
Yeah. The one thing that somebody put on my Instagram when I showed that I was going, they said that it would be hard to see the ball, which I completely agree with when you're in real life. Because people were like, oh, and I'm like, who did what? Who did what? We had great seats, too, right up in the middle of the 50-yard line, but three tiers up. Beautiful seats. But, dude, when I saw Snow Cone yesterday at the Night the Buzz Stole Christmas, he's like, what was the one thing that you got from that? And I was like, besides the love, like, I felt the love for the Chiefs.
Right.
And you see it. These people, it was cold. It was miserable. If it had rained, these people would have still stayed there.
It's passion.
It was absolute passion. And some of the best crazy ideas to stay warm, too. People wearing and bringing blankets and stuff. But the one thing that I got from it was, I was like, what? It looks so much bigger on TV than in real life. And then Snow Cone started laughing. And I was like, dude, this is why I don't go on the Churchill Laszlo.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. Now, it's cold out there now, right?
Right.
It's freezing out there. What is it, like 10?
It feels like it. -8? I don't know.
Well, it was 10 100 years ago yesterday in Kansas City, and it's going to be 6 tomorrow 100 years ago in Kansas City, and the miners' strike is at its absolute worst. And the miners bring in coal. We've actually broken into our emergency reserve of coal in the city of Kansas City. The city is basically getting shut down. Why I'm putting that all together is because they use that to heat their houses. Imagine not being able to use your electricity to heat your house.
Do you know how weak we are?
Yes, I do.
We are.
We're going to talk about it coming up with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first, let's kick it off with the music, please.
On this day in 1983, Michael Jackson's 14-minute Thriller video debuts on MTV.
The foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
You just tuned in. No, we are not playing Thriller on 96.5 The Buzz. But it was released on this day in 1983.
Vincent Price was only paid $1,000 total to use his talking parts in that song. That's it.
$1,000 total.
And it becomes one of the biggest singles of all time, biggest records of all time. Oh,
and
man.
That's one of the parts I pulled for that song simply because of that. That's sad.
$1,000.
$1,000.
That's it. Poor Vincent Price.
On this day in 1976, the British press are upset the Sex Pistols appeared on the day and swore repeatedly.
I watched it. I was going to pull some audio from it, but I just didn't want to beep out all the beeps.
Yep.
So many beeps. There's like 10 people on the their side with the interview, like smoking, drinking, swearing, just not having it. If you want to, for a good time, check out that Sex Pistols video. You can see it anywhere. It's on YouTube, the thing in the entirety. I guess their outbursts were so cool because they did this. It was so punk rock that this is what really kicked them into stardom.
Worth it in, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. On this day in 1968, Nate Mendel, the bassist for Foo Fighters, is born. So happy birthday, Nate.
Didn't even know what his name was, but now I do.
There you go. On this day in 1957, Al Pretty, a disc jockey in Portland, Oregon, is fired for playing Elvis Presley's version of White Christmas, which the station has banned, their program manager saying it desecrates the spirit of Christmas and transgresses the composer's intent.
What?
So, yeah, you can't. They banned anyone from playing Elvis Presley's version of White Christmas. And this guy, Al, decided, I'm going to do it anyway.
Damn. I'm mad about the song that I picked to ruin at 7:25 because I know that White Christmas was something that desecrated the spirit of Christmas. Don't worry, I'll get to that. I did do some research on the end of this story. It basically made national news that this DJ got fired for this reason, and tons of listeners started writing in to get him back, and he was reinstated 2 weeks later. Can you imagine living in a time where the listeners were mad enough they could write and something would happen?
Moving on to regular history.
Yep.
On this day in 2001, Enron files bankruptcy. Chapter 11.
Federal investigators launched a massive probe. The findings showed corporate bigwigs inflated Enron's earnings by several hundred million dollars, then ditched their own stock before it all crashed. By December of that year, Enron filed for bankruptcy. Some 20,000 employees eventually lost everything.
A lot of fraud going on.
Oh, that was
a
big deal.
That
was a big deal when you were pooping in your diaper.
And fun fact about that, because I read some on that. The gentleman, the CEO of the company, right? He got charged with like 24 different fraud cases, blah, blah, blah. 2 months after his trial, he has a heart attack and dies.
Woo, actually, that kind of sounds like someone who does something in local news. Coming up to talk about. I did a little research on that guy too. Wow, that's you. So you don't deal with the fallout of all of your stuff.
Yeah, you just caused all of these people to lose their jobs and all of this money. And on this day in 1982, Barney Clark becomes the first person to receive a permanent artificial heart. I found the head surgeon talking about this. Jordan, this is him explaining why Barney Clark was chosen.
Okay.
Most people would say, I want to live longer. But he said, I want to do something that may help the people that come after me.
Okay.
Such a sweet guy.
Right.
He gets a whole lot sweeter.
And when he woke up, he said, I this feels good. I'm glad I'm a beating. And then he looked at his wife. And she leaned down and he said, I want to tell you that even though I don't have a heart, I still love you. And that wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Oh, not in here, not in Kansas City now either. Move on.
This day in 1970, the United States Environmental Protection Agency begins operations. On this day in 1969, the Boeing 747 jumbo jet got its first public preview as 191 people flew from Seattle to New York City.
With the jet set, the 747 is a giant among aircraft. It's 231 feet long. It can carry 490 passengers. Its top speed is 625 miles an hour. The interior of the 747 is more like an hotel lobby than an aircraft.
Hanging out with the Church of Laszlo basically has just ruined my brain for that whole entire audio bit. Thank you. It's 500,000 feet wide and fits 200 people at the same time.
Okay.
What did you do to me?
On this day in 1939, New York's LaGuardia Airport began operations. An airliner from Chicago landed at 12:01 a.m.
Have you ever been to that airport?
No.
New York City. Beautiful, historic. There's like a 20-hour Ken Burns documentary on the history of New York City, and it's amazing. So I remember one year I was descending upon the city, looking at it and going like, wow, this is so beautiful. This is so historic. Why don't I like New York City? Why do I absolutely hate it? We land at LaGuardia. The plane doors open up and it's 5 million trillion billion people. And I was like, this is why I don't like it. This is why I hate it. This is why I hate it. Too many people.
Too many people. Can't do it.
Too many hoes.
On this day in 1927, following 19 years of Ford Model T production, the Ford Motor Company unveils the Ford Model A as its new automobile. Jordan, did you have a Ford Model A growing up?
Move on,
Dustin.
Was that
your first car?
Shut up, Dustin.
On this day in 1908, Puyi becomes Emperor of China at the age of 2.
Okay, I did a lot of research on this because I was like, this dude became the Emperor of China at 2 years old. Puyi, the American version of it is Henry, so he's now going to be referred to as Henry while I tell you about him. But so the current, at the time, empress on her deathbed named him. He was taken from his family at 2 years, 10 months, and raised as the emperor. But when you got a little kid in charge and no parents, he was an a-hole.
I can only imagine. I was thinking about this when I was reading this.
Yep, he was an a-hole. By age seven, Henry had two sides to his personality. The sadistic emperor who loved to have his male handlers flogged, whipped, but also the same guy that enjoyed puppet shows and dog fights. And, quote, the boy who slept at night with his wet nurse suckling her breast.
At seven?
Yep. Well, he could do anything that he wanted to, I guess.
I guess I had a huge...
He was so bad that in the end, he was overthrown in 1912, which was only a very little time after he was put on there because he was so bad.
And on this day in 1901, Gillette patented the KC Gillette razor. It is the first razor to feature a permanent handle and disposable double-edged razor blades.
Don't look at me. I got laser hair. I'm good now.
Proud of you.
Removal. Thank you.
On this day in 1867, at Tremont Temple in Boston, Charles Dickens gives his first public reading in the U.S. On this day, going way, way back to 1816, the first savings bank in the U.S., the Philadelphia Savings Fund Society, opened for business.
Do your parents ever tell you if you put $20 from your paycheck in the bank every paycheck since you were a kid, you'd be a millionaire when you...
Yeah, and I don't have $20.
Right, there's sometimes, so. Yeah, exactly.
I don't have
Sorry,
that.
Mom. Guess how much is in that account? $40. And I just started contributing. That's it.
On this day in local history, on this day in 1990, the Midwest section of the U.S. prepared for a massive earthquake predicted by Ibn Browning. The earthquake did not occur.
No, he gave it 48 hours. It was either going to happen on this day in 1990 or tomorrow, the 3rd, December 2nd and 3rd, 1990. And basically, this crackpot said this was going to happen. All of science, the people with the actual degrees, were like, this ain't going to happen. But yet it still made nationwide news. And there's T-shirts that you can still get that were sold that day that say, I survived the New Madrid earthquake, or New Madrid, visit it before it's gone. There's some really cool 1990s vintage shirts.
Oh, I want one
you
now.
Still get. Yeah, on Etsy. It's really cool. But no earthquake. Thank God. And all right, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, December 2nd, 1919, coal reserve. Miners are not okay with the things that are happening. So they've been on strike for a while now. And because of that, like weeks now. And because of that, Kansas City is now breaking into their emergency reserve of coal. Quote, coal reserve. At a conference at 2 o'clock today, it was decided a complete shutdown of all industries not absolutely essential to people's comfort. That means theaters, motion picture theaters, pool halls, dance halls, and other places of amusement are to remain closed. This was done in compliance with the National Fuel Administration. The committee decided no restrictions should be placed on druggists who remain open to fill prescriptions only. Thank God. 30 tons of emergency coal were transferred on the Kansas side. In residential districts, barely 10% of consumption has been reduced. So, Hull City is like, we got to shut down. But really, the people in their houses aren't exactly complying to that yet because they're getting the statistics and be like, okay, dude, you've shut it down by 10%. But we actually, a conservation of at least 50% has been asked.
That's... I mean, you have to notice that the entire city is practically shutting down. I mean, theaters, motion... I mean, all the things you listed are all basically anything you can do in the city.
Right.
All you have is what you have at home.
But, dude, it's 10. It's 10. It's 9. It's 8. It's 7. It's 6 degrees. It's that cold. Hopefully, you know, hopefully this ends soon. I don't know. I won't read in the future of this. But this coal strike that's been going on 100 years ago, really hitting Kansas City and shutting down everything...
I would have died in 1919.
Me too.
I wouldn't have made it.
Me too. I was driving. Well, I got in my Z trip after the game, and I was like, how did people do this hundreds of years ago? I don't know. Ugh.
Our unofficial holidays for today are Cyber Monday. So has there always been a Cyber Monday? Because obviously, by the time I was old enough to be around, there was always Cyber Monday.
No. No. And it's funny because cybering meant something totally different. Back in the early 2000s.
When it was...
Like if you would be like, hey, let's get online and cyber.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
What does cyber mean?
Yeah, back in the day.
A little chat about some stuff.
Be more specific. I'm trying to teach you here.
You want me to blatantly on air...
That's what cyber meant back when I was
talk about people having sex in each other and
on AOL Instant Messenger. That's what cybering was. So anytime I see Cyber Monday, I understand what it is. It's a bunch of deals, but I think of...
I mean, technically, it's still a deal if you go to the right websites. I have a login if you need one. Chat with singles in your local area.
But now I feel old, and I feel like maybe the Model A was a car that I did. I did have a Ford. My first car was a Ford.
It wasn't a Model A?
After telling you that about cybering...
Was it a Model T?
After telling you that about cybering, it basically feels that way, doesn't
it? You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz.
Done a couple things in the media. Like, I'm a DJ, radio DJ,
right,
obviously.
Right.
I'm starting with my actual DJ career. Like, wicka, wicka. That's how I describe it now. Because people are like, you're already a DJ. Like, no, I haven't done a wicka, wicka.
We're starting that?
Yeah.
You've been.
I mean, I've been working on it.
Someone said, hey, come do a set.
Yeah, here. Actually on the 14th.
Oh, see?
I'm really excited. Yeah, I've got a real DJ gig. I got a lot of work to do.
I am not prepared.
I'm pretty prepared. We'll see. I just ordered something for that gig that's going to take up so much time. It makes it more complex. It'll make it sound better, but it'll make
this.
It more complex.
You've got this.
I'll go from having four buttons to 32, by the way. That's just what I want to explain. But like, radio, I've done some TV stuff, so maybe you could like throw out, you know, I was on the season finale of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. We know this.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the season finale.
That's right, because you post that picture quite a bit.
But I never thought that I would put modeling on my list of things that I have done.
You're modeling now.
Well, I got an email.
Okay.
It says this, quote, hello. Nice. Our client requires the services of a model for casting for a new online fashion website. Kindly get back to me for more details. Regards, Jace.
Sounds promising.
Send it to my work email. The best part is that's not even the name of the person whose email it was sent from.
So the name.
Yes, totally different.
The signature.
Jace is very different than Edward, who maybe, the email address is sent
hey,
to.
Hey, maybe his first name's Edward. It's got to be a business email, so he has to legally use his first name or something like that. And that's his middle name. That's what he goes by.
Okay. So I Googled the guy's name. Because, you know, that's the first thing you do when you think something's a scam.
Right.
Google the email address. See what comes up. Sometimes scam does.
What did we find?
That he died in 2014.
Ah.
That this guy. I've got first name and last name. There was one that lived in Missouri and passed away in 2014. So you know what I'm going to do, right?
You're going to see how far you can take this.
Absolutely, yes. I did this with the Illuminati. I almost got into the Illuminati. Oh, man. Some of the best comedy comes from following these stupid, obviously fake emails.
What if it's not fake, though, and this is your one shot at modeling?
Well, then damn. I can rub that in my brother's face, too. You were never a model. You might have been captain of the football team and all this and like mathlete and da-da-da-da, but I am a model. I'm not a model. I'm going to follow this up, though, and we'll see where this goes, because, again, the funniest circumstances come from
I don't think it's a scam.
I'm curious. I Googled the guy's name, and he died in 2014.
Follow it up, and we'll see where it takes us.
I'm getting this email from beyond the grave to the work email address, too. That's the best part. It wasn't my personal Gmail. It was work. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. I'll email them right after this. But we have news coming up. I've got a story about, we just beat a record.
We as in Kansas City?
Yes.
Nice. One of those.
Yeah, what about sports for you?
We got Chiefs, we got college football, and we got Pittsburgh and Cleveland still having drama and beef. Remember the whole helmet thing?
Yeah,
we got more on that.
More on that? All right, all that coming up at 7 o'clock with the news.
Jordan Silver and friends, news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, like I told you before, we beat a record from last year over the weekend here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
With 20-something days left in the year, KCMO can now say that we have had more homicides this year than last year.
Son of a bitch. Don't get me excited with records. Do we know the record?
139. Well, no, I don't know the record.
Oh,
exact record,
so
but
now
we're getting pretty damn close.
139.
Stop shooting each other!
Just stop.
Talk it out. Go to the gym.
Talk it out.
For real. Go to the gym. Do something else. Don't need a gun. All right. In other news, Snoop Dogg is releasing a new album on Friday. This is not a trick. Well, it kind of is. It's called Lullaby Renditions of Snoop Dogg Songs. And it has covers of Gin and Juice, Lullaby version. What's My Name, Lullaby version. And this one, killing me. Drop It Like It's Hot, Lullaby version.
Who is that for? Who is the target audience? Who's
cool ass
that?
Babies?
Cool ass babies
getting born from the beginning, being cool from the beginning. There's one thing I can't stand, and that's when somebody has a kid and they're already dressed up and cooler looking than I ever will be when they're like one or two. Happens. Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg, Friday, new Lullaby album. I cannot wait. Definitely gonna play that.
No.
Yes.
No.
Somebody's gonna want to hear that. Drop it like
that song
is so dirty.
Lullaby version.
Yeah, the song's so dirty. So well, kind of all of them are. Gin and Juice. Feel like we can do a parody of that. All right, in New Orleans, in October of this past year, a construction worker was injured when the Hard Rock Hotel collapsed. That was news about a month and a half ago. It was faulty work conditions. Well, after healing up real nice, he was sent home. Not to wherever he lives in New Orleans, but deported.
Oh,
back
man.
To Honduras. Yeah.
Come on.
After he got hurt through all of that, then finally when he gets out of the hospital, they give him his papers to leave the country. Dude, that's an and it got worse story.
And it got worse.
And it just got worse and worse and worse.
Poor guy. I mean, I get it. That's a touchy subject. But, I mean, that would suck. Yeah. Imagine that. Getting yourself hurt so bad that you spend probably days, weeks, well, October, you know, month. Yeah. In the hospital, and all of a sudden, they're like, hey, by the way, bud, it was nice, but...
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Well, it was the news coverage kind of raised people's suspicions. So, don't do the news if you're not supposed to be here. That's it. I have no problem with that. Stay as long as you want. All right, in Florida, a man was pulled over for throwing something out of his car window. Cops searched his car and found a bag of cocaine. Guess how it got in there?
It flew in there.
Yes, with the wind.
Ah.
Yes.
That was his...
The wind.
The wind, of
flew
course.
A bag of cocaine.
That damn wind just bringing all the cocaine into your car.
Okay, but here's the thing. I thought this story was BS, but then yesterday, it was so windy.
A bag of cocaine.
A bag of cocaine.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Joking.
A bag of coke didn't fly into
no,
your car
yesterday?
No,
but everything was flying because of the damn wind. I get it. Maybe that did happen. Did you see the wind yesterday?
Jordan.
Okay. Tell us
all
about
right.
sports.
So in sports news, I was talking about the Pittsburgh and Cleveland incident, the infamous helmet hitting. You know, the player for the Browns is suspended indefinitely for this season and the postseason and probably most of next season. Blah, blah, blah. Well, the head coach of the Browns, the team that the player plays for, Freddie Kitchens was seen Friday night wearing a, quote, Pittsburgh started it t-shirt, a reference to the Browns-Steelers brawl. Probably not the best look.
No.
And he said that it probably wasn't the best look in a conference. Well, they played yesterday again, and Pittsburgh won this time.
Okay.
So Pittsburgh has released t-shirts.
Oh, a response t-shirt?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Pittsburgh finished it.
Oh, damn.
But... And local news, the Chiefs.
Spanked! Killed! 8!
Whatever you want to say.
Yes.
Let's start. I'll give...
Shoot them up and spit them the bleep out.
Let me give defense some highlights, all right?
Second and 12. And that's picked off. That is right into the hands of Tyrann Mathieu.
First drive of the game, Tyrann Mathieu. Interception. Good job, Honey Badger. Okay. Then we have this little gem here.
Short kick into the wind.
Into the
Davis.
Wind.
Ball's on the ground, and it is recovered. Looked like O'Daniel was there for the recovery, and he is.
Can
fumble
you hear me
recover.
Screaming?
Oh, yeah, that was you?
Because I was at the game. I was screaming. Yeah, that's part of it. Oh.
Fumble recovery on the kickoff. It's a good job, special teams. And then, of course, our buddy, Patty.
Looking, wide open field. Wide open for Mahomes. He high steps it in for the touchdown.
Yeah, he did.
Offense with 4 TDs, 259 total yards. Defense with 1 TD, 2 sacks, and 2 interceptions. And special teams with a 2-point return and a fumble recovery.
That was a great game to be my first NFL game and see in real life.
And all that with 0 penalties.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
Oh, I missed it last night. Long day. Long day. Started out at the Chiefs game, tailgating for hours and hours, then going to the Chiefs game, freezing, and made my way to the Night the Bus Stole Christmas. Got to introduce Meg Myers, see Hembree, and a little bit of Meg Myers. Wanted to see Kayflay so bad, but she went on at like 9:30, and I hate the fact that that's old. That's like late now,
that's
but it
very
is.
Very late. That is very, very late. I am impressed that you went
that's
tailgating
what everybody, oh.
to the Chiefs. Well, first off, impressed you stayed out that late to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed you were able to tailgate and drink and then go to the Chiefs game and drink and stand in that cold and all that and still be able to go to the concert in general. But
yeah,
I mean,
that's my dedication.
That's what the Buzz family does. So
I'm
I get it.
You gotta
do it too.
Yeah, there were so many people at the Midland last night for the Night the Buzz Stole Christmas night one. And there's still two more left. Details 965thebuzz.com. And, but now, you know, I have this theory that I don't think before Thanksgiving, you should play Christmas songs. So I've ruined some for you.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, but it's fine.
It's okay. The snow can mean more than one thing. It can mean what?
It means snow. It means the stuff that falls from the sky
or
during winter.
It could fall from the sky. It fell from the sky with our news story just a couple minutes ago. Florida guy said that the cocaine flew right into his car. Anyway, now it's appropriate to play Christmas songs, I think.
Absolutely.
But so I was at the store and I heard one. And I was like, wait a minute. They could be talking about something totally different.
Why are we still doing this?
Because I'm going to ruin Christmas songs. But now I'm getting to like the popular ones. Like I'm doing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Such a hidden meaning in that song.
It's such a good song. Why? Why?
Because I think that song has nothing to do with rocking and everything to do with something else that sounds that would rhyme with that. And we'll do that coming up at 7:25.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
You're going to hate me.
Why?
Because I'm about to ruin another Christmas song for you.
Stop doing that.
Dude, they mean other things.
No, they don't.
Yes, dude. Back in the day, back in like the 40s, 30s, dancing didn't mean dancing. They just couldn't say what they wanted to do. That's when these Christmas songs were written.
They were dancing.
They were not dancing.
You go out.
No.
You get all dressed up.
Nope. There was
you
no.
You go out on the town.
When they said sock hop, they meant something very different. Necking, that means something very different too. Parking does not mean just parking.
But in these Christmas songs, they mean what they're singing.
No, these were written in the same time period where you had to swap dancing for other things. Now, I've ruined two songs before. One was about snow being cocaine, and then the second one, a couple weeks ago, K-Star, The Man with the Bag, where Santa is obviously a drug dealer.
Santa's not a drug dealer.
But this takes a different turn, the one that we're going to do today. And it is the super famous Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, I love this one.
Right.
Rockin' Around Christmas Tree.
Rockin'. What do you think rockin'
it means
stands for?
They're partying around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, they're partying.
No.
Yeah, a swingers party.
No,
they're talking about a swingers party.
No.
So much, in fact, that actually I feel like I have to play this before I even play the song. Really?
You're the worst.
Nobody wants to talk about how they know what that is. They know what that is. All right, moving on to Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Now, before I just kind of told you what the song was about and like you kind of thought about it, but now I just beeped it. So that you can hear where I think the word, if you take out this specific word, if you flip it, then it is totally about a swingers party. Rock Around the Christmas Tree is about a swingers party. Here's the first clip. What?
Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Boom. Bleeping around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party bleep. They're already talking about a sex
at the
party.
Christmas party hop.
No, hop does not mean hop. It means sex party.
Not mean sex.
We'll continue to go while I ruin this Christmas song for you. Every couple tries to blank. What?
Mistletoe hung where you can see.
No, that's
mistletoe.
Not. Well, then that's a interesting name for it. Okay, clip number three, JSAF ruins Christmas songs. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which I believe is a sex party, and you think is a Christmas party?
It's a Christmas
party. It's a sex party. Listen to this. Maybe not that one, but hold on. This one.
Later we'll have some fire and we'll do some.
What else fits in there?
Pumpkin pie.
No, that pumpkin pie. No, that is just a name for someone, because you don't use your real name at these swingers parties.
Oh, pumpkin's her
at
name.
At the sex party. Yeah, her name. They're going to have some pumpkin pie, they are.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you. Boughs of Holly.
Boughs of Holly. Holly is a common female name, especially back in the 30s when this song was written, or 50s or whatever.
That's not what they're not referring to a girl.
Yes, they are. Holly.
No.
Holly is a girl.
No.
Pumpkin pie is a secret sex name.
Holly Jolly Christmas, you know?
No.
Holly. It's the little, isn't it the thing with the three, the red with the green all around it? Yes, it's a plant.
No, no, no. It's actually The Office.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Being a single cat lady with no children, I feel bad for people that have children because money has to go to the children.
All the money has to go to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And children are expensive. And I had a family member hit me up who's got some kids and asked for a loan. And it is... Mm-hmm,
hey,
it is.
Real quick, before we get into it, we're talking money, so I just have to bring this up, because what kind of Crocs should I get? What color? They're on sale, so we're talking about money.
Yeah, no. Are you serious?
Yeah, 15
bucks. Invisible
Crocs. 15 bucks, dude.
No.
15.
I will divorce you if you get Crocs.
All white?
What? Don't you?
Ooh,
are
all
you serious?
White ones?
Is this a Cyber Monday thing?
Yeah, they got teal ones. They're 15 bucks, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
15 bucks?
Exactly.
That's not even that bad. I mean, come
yes.
on.
What?
They what pair of shoes are you going to buy that are 15 bucks? All right.
Those aren't shoes. Those are pieces
these are
of plastic
Look
with
at these.
Holes in them. No, that's plastic with holes in them. It's not shoes. Are you serious?
So you're not for Crocs?
No, I'm not for Crocs. Get the invisible ones. There you go. You want to give me $15? I'll give you some invisible Crocs. Can we talk about this family member?
Yes, we can talk. Sorry.
All right. All right.
Back to your family member borrowing money.
Well, now you kind of ruined it, so I'm just going to play this song, and then we'll talk about it after.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
You would do anything for family, right?
Absolutely. I love my family.
Kidney.
Yeah. Yeah. Kidney, part of a liver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Legs.
Depends on the family member.
Right. But
maybe.
It's still in, it's not
yeah.
something you would say no to. You'd consider it.
Oh, it's always consideration.
I don't know why you're doing leg transplants, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just asking.
Right. Yeah. Yes. It's definitely considered.
And I mean, I love my family too. I love them very much. I know that it sounds crazy. I bought tickets to go home for Christmas. I'm going home for
what?
Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. My parents, after they heard the show last week, were like, we need to reset this family thing. Get up here for Christmas. So we'll see how that goes. I'm definitely going to have a lot of stories.
Oh, man.
For my therapist and the Buzz family, my
and
other
the
therapist. But a family member reached out to me for some cash.
Okay.
This is how the text went. Not sure if you know this, but blank and I have separated. She stole pretty much all of my money. I'm in a bad spot. Not sure if you have any extra cash that I can borrow for Christmas presents this year. Let me know. Close family member.
Okay. Okay.
That's like a crappy situation to be in.
I get that. Yeah, it's tough because typically, you know, one party does lose quite a bit more than the other. And then Christmas is, what, like 23 days away?
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? So it takes a lot to reach out to family and ask for that kind
of help. Exactly. And I understand that. This person has only ever one time before reached out for money.
Okay.
And I let them borrow it because they never do. I didn't get paid back, but that was a very long time ago. And, you know, like decades and stuff, people change.
Right.
So
are you going to do it?
Well, I had to know how much, you know? All right. This person has two kids. Parents, mom and dad. I'm trying to think of anybody else in their family.
Okay.
Okay. So I thought about that and I was like, I could, you know, sure, a couple hundred dollars. Yeah, of course. You know, to help you out and give your kids a good Christmas.
Oof, a couple hundred dollars. Jordan, here. Well, well on that one.
Well, I didn't put any numbers in there. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. Two kids?
Two kids. That's where
two
you went wrong with
girls?
A couple hundred dollars.
What? What? Well, I guess you know better than I do.
Yeah.
Because when I asked this family member how much money they needed to borrow for Christmas presents, $1,500 to $2,500 was the number that they gave me.
No way.
For Christmas presents.
Okay, that's more than Christmas presents. They're using Christmas presents as a cover for something. They have to be. There's no way. That's like, I need rent money, but can you help me out with Christmas presents?
Right. I mean, you split that in half? Well, these kids are great. I love these kids. You know, like, there's not too many kids in my family, and so they're wonderful, but I don't spend that on me. I just bought an $850 plane ticket to go home because that's what it costs now. And I'm like, I'm going to take that out of savings. But that plane ticket plus all the presents that I'm going to get for my family, and I'm a pretty good gift giver, that will not even equal $1,500. What?
Well, on the high end of $2,500. Dude, that's a used car. I mean, not a good used car, but that's a used car.
Right.
He owes some people some money.
They
owe some. I'm trying to. Okay,
dude.
Two kids, parents.
That's it.
I'm trying to factor in.
I mean, like.
Let's say.
They're buddies?
Like, at most, like, I don't know, $300.
Thank you.
Per kid.
The oh, parents, God. Seriously?
Parents. Shoot, I mean, that's like maxing out. I wouldn't borrow that from somebody. That's my own money. That's like if I had the money to give my kids.
Right.
A kick-ass Christmas. $300.
Sure.
That's where capping. All right.
Sure.
My parents.
Well, cap, no 100, 100, whatever. Yeah.
100, no cap.
Yeah.
But my parents, I mean, I love them to death and I'd do anything for them, but I mean, here's a $50 Visa. Like, what? I'm not going to give them. No.
Well, it's funny. I was like, when I spent all that money on the plane ticket home, I was like, can this be your gift? Shoot. I mean, they can sacrifice me or whatever. But dude, it's like, $1,500 to $2,500 for two. I'd imagine I've been there. We've all been there to the point where, you know, something happens and you've got to really count your change.
God, right.
I've been there so many, so many, so many times. You kind of cut back. You know, maybe the kids don't need $750 worth of Christmas presents each.
No, maybe you sit the kids down and you kind of explain to them, like, hey, look. It's a little rough right now. I know things aren't the best, but we're going to make it through this together. And then they hopefully enter understanding and not go, no, I need an iPhone 11 Max Pro.
At 4 and 6? That's how old these kids are. What the hell? I'm glad that your kids can have a nice Christmas on me, but I'm going to have a not good one when this person doesn't pay me back again.
You have a family member that needs to borrow money from you.
This isn't money. This is a fortune. $1,500 to $2,500 is a
So
fortune.
what was your counteroffer?
Nothing. I literally wrote back too rich for my blood.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, in amazing news, Rosa Parks was honored with a statue yesterday in Montgomery, Alabama on the 64th year to the day that she was arrested for refusing to move to the back of the bus. Alabama created Rosa Parks Day.
Nice.
And that's the second one that they had yesterday. Unfortunately, she didn't live to see it. She died in 2005, but still cool.
Yeah. Amazing person to honor. Definitely.
Absolutely. Totally deserves it. Can she be on money? I would love that.
Oh, please.
We just need all like the badass females on money.
There you go.
So a great gift, something that blew up last year is a huge gift that everyone was giving everyone for Christmas. Ancestry DNA kits.
I'm not for it.
Well, they're up to half off now, right now, for Cyber Monday, Ancestry.com and 23andMe. Up to 50% off, which makes them like, I don't know, $60.
Have you done one?
No, I refuse.
Thank you. Okay, cool. Why do you refuse, though?
Because I am scared to know.
Oh, never mind. All right, we're different.
What's the reason?
I don't need them having my DNA. They can do whatever they want with it.
Oh, wow.
What do they want to clone me or something? World doesn't need
you
to
don't
want to
do it. You don't want to do an ancestry thing because of your DNA. I don't want to do an ancestry thing because I want to find out that I'm related to like Hitler or something awful. God, that's my luck too. I have no famous people in my family, and that would be it. All right. And in Florida, a woman, well, I actually just bought a plane ticket. Really annoying process, where especially the process where you have to pick your seat.
Yep.
So after you pay the crazy price to get your plane ticket, then if you want to sit anywhere other than the belly of the plane where they put your bags, it costs an extra $69 per
flight. Sure does.
For the comfort seats that are the only ones that are ever available.
I love it. The best, isn't it?
Anyway, so a woman in on American Airlines in Florida faked a medical emergency so she could get a bigger seat. I read 50 articles. I cannot find the medical emergency that she faked, but the pilot didn't take any chances, declared an emergency, and went back to the airport, and she was arrested because she admitted to faking it. To get a bigger seat.
That's a bold strategy, and had it played out, this would be a completely different story. It's just like the lady that walks on planes. Old lady that just walked on planes?
Yeah, it's my hero. She lives in Chicago.
Yeah, she just walks on to flights.
A perpetual stowaway. Yeah, she's great. She's an old lady. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She needs to bring a cat with her the next time.
She needs to learn a lesson or two from that lady.
What are you talking about? That lady that walks onto planes is badass.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. The lady that does this whole, I'm having a heart attack, whatever it is, she needs to learn from our old lady friend.
How to be sly and get it?
Yeah.
I mean, that just proves that they will do nothing to help you get to one of those stupid comfort seats. Like, literally, this woman is having an emergency. She's faking it, but she's having an emergency, and they're like, no, bitch, rather than give you an upgrade for free, we're going to turn this damn plane around.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Oh, all right, Jordan.
Yeah.
You got to go watch the Chiefs this weekend.
Yeah, I saw it in real life. It was beautiful. It was amazing. It was cold, but it was worth it.
So let's talk about a couple things that you got to witness live in action.
Totally didn't know what was going on. I need the commentators.
With each passing week. And here we go. The defense with the steal and the run back. It's Thornhill, the rookie, for his first NFL touchdown on the pick six.
You remember that one now, right?
Of course,
yep,
yes.
The defensive pick six. Yep. So that's just another amazing defensive play. That was one of the two interceptions we had. So, you know.
So sexy.
Towards the end of the game, since you were there, you didn't get to listen to Tony Romo just completely mock the Raiders the entire fourth quarter.
No.
Basically, anytime they had the ball, he would just make a joke. He's like, hey, they can score right now. And, you know, they're only down by four. Four scores. He goes, score it. Get the kickoff. Score again. Get the onside again, score again, and he was just joking the entire time. But this one was probably my favorite.
Carr's pass, what a catch! Touchdown, Carrier, Derek Carrier. They're back in it, Jim.
There was like 30 seconds left in the game, and they were down 38-3. So they score a touchdown, and Tony Romo just is being a complete asshole again, and goes, "Oh, they're back in it, Jim." And then right after that, in true Raider fashion,
extra point is blocked. And here it goes the other way. But Ward can take it for two. Ward's going to go all the way. No one near him. Passanio knocked it down.
Just the laugh at the end in true Raider fashion.
I know that I am new to sports, but when I search, like, awful football player memes, Tony Romo always comes up.
Tony Romo is a meme himself. Yes, he was this prolific, want to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right, but he didn't do diddly squat. And now he's making fun of everybody else that can do stuff. I don't like the Raiders, obviously. And I was really mad because I was getting dressed for the game yesterday, realizing that everything that I own is black. Everything I own is black. Everything. I didn't have anything red, right? And I was like, wait a minute, that would be fine for any game that I'm going to with the Chiefs, except for against the damn Raiders.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
Where was this sun yesterday, man? Woo!
Oh, I promise you, it's probably still cold out there.
Still, that's true. There's a big bright light outside that usually means warmth, but not now.
It's just right.
Yeah.
Right on my face.
Right in your eyes. Well, that's good, because I'm going to blind you anyway, coming up with meme wars.
I don't think you grasp that this is all I do when I'm at home, is just go through Instagram and find things that remind me of you and send them to other people. And then
my meme page got 900 people following it over the past holiday. So I got some burners here for you. We're going to, I found some for you. So
all right.
You found some for me?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go toe-to-toe with these memes?
We'll see. We'll see what we can do, yeah.
All right. We'll do it after. Oh, this is funny. Yesterday, no one could find Meg Myers before she went on the stage. When you do intros with shows like that, you have to find out if you're going to introduce the band and then they're going to come on directly after you say, here is blah, blah, blah. Or if it's like, hey, wait a couple minutes, right? And so we were like, where is Meg Myers? We can't find her. And I was like, you know what? She's probably running up that hill.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Oh, my little Gen Zer. I've been sitting on the toilet looking for memes about you for a very long time. I'm ready to go to war with you.
See, I just had some saved.
Oh, damn.
But we'll see.
Did you also find them on the toilet?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
What else is there to do on the toilet?
Well, something else that's important.
Stop that.
Okay. Put some music on, though. We need some, like,
we need some music?
Showdown music.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. For the meme wars. All right, Dustin, this one reminds me of you. It says, taxes are essentially a yearly subscription to the country you live in, but childhood is a free trial because you live with your mom.
Because I'm a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, love finds you. And the person responds, well, does this bitch need my address?
Does she? You win that one. All right, how about this one? It's a picture of a Chad dude. And it says, barista, is cold brew okay? And it says, me, oh, hell yeah, but actually, can I have a Bud Light? You love right, Bud
that's
Light.
That's funny. That's a good one. Oh.
Dustin, that reminds me of you.
I love how being adult is just saying, quote, but after this week, things will slow down for a bit again, end quote, to yourself until you die.
That's the
You
truth.
Said that to me like 3 times in the past 2 weeks.
I know. I say that this to every single one of my friends.
This is slowing down. Things are going to slow down and it's going to be fine. And then you text me over the week and you're like, we have to do so much.
Nothing slows down ever. We do it for the Buzz family. All right. I got this one that reminds me of you. It's a picture of a dude who's probably like in his 40s.
Okay.
Looking in the bedroom door, and it says, Mom, there's a spider in my room.
You're...
Because okay. You live with your mom. Uh-huh. Is that who takes care of the spiders?
No. Yeah, sometimes.
Right, yeah, exactly.
1 minute, you are young and fun, and the next minute, you're excited about a crock pot.
Oh, my God. All you do is throw in a bunch of crap and push on, and it makes something amazing. Damn it.
That's
right.
You, Jordan.
I fit that one.
That's you in a nutshell.
All right, how about this one? It says, calls himself the alpha male, but has his girlfriend dress him.
You win. You win with that one.
That's
very accurate. We went shopping
whipped boy
for Black Friday, and she said, do you like it? I said, I don't care. If you like it, just get it, and I'll wear it.
Wow. Your girlfriend really does dress you.
It's that easy. It makes my life so much simpler. Here's you, and I find this one has a special place in my heart. Ordering pizza in a snowstorm is such a dick move. Oh, the roads are too bad to drive, but let's see this 17-year-old kid can make it in his 04 Kia.
I love ordering Postmates. I don't like to be inconvenienced by going outside. You win this round!
Dustin the win on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Over the holiday, I was at a friend's house for Friendsgiving, and they had... like, no real TV subscriptions. They had just kind of, like, the free stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Right? So we found this movie that we were going to eat to called Thanks Killing. And on the box, it says boobs in the first second.
That is an interesting cover for it. I just looked it up. That's very...
Right.
Is that a turkey?
Yeah.
Is that a dinosaur? What is that
it's
thing?
It's a turkey, damn it.
Okay.
And it speaks English, which is weird.
Gobble, gobble, mother effer.
Yep, gobble, gobble, mother effer. So we're like, let's watch this and eat because I love B-movies. B-movies are the worst.
But they're so good. Like, they're so bad that they're good.
Exactly. The acting is awful. The writing is horrible. The plots are ridiculous. They're shot on, like, VHS tape. They're edited in, like, a high school, I don't know, media room. It's awful. But because of that, they're so funny, like the Sharknado movies, of course.
Oh, those are good ones.
Those are very big B movies. There's a movie called Titanic 2. That's a B movie.
I just looked up some of the best. Birdemic.
That's my all-time favorite best B movie. They made that movie. It's like 2 hours long. They made that movie with a budget of like $3,000, dude.
And they didn't pull a Blair Witch Project. They didn't pull that one out. It didn't blow up like...
No, well, that is known as one of the best, worst... I don't know how to call it.
The best B-movies?
Yeah, one of the best B-movies.
See, here's what I need. If we're going to keep talking B-movies, mm-hmm. I need Buzz Family to text in B-movies. Because I'm, you know this, I'm a baby.
Yeah.
So I haven't been exposed to Birdemic or Thanksgiving.
You know what is... What irritates me is that Birdemic was originally on Netflix and then it got pulled. And then I wanted to see the movie later and I had to buy it on Amazon. I had to buy it. It was not streaming anywhere. I had to buy it for like $9. And I was like, this movie is not worth $9. This is really unfair. But B-movies, yes. So BuzzFam, text in some B-movies that Dustin can watch tonight so he can just see what we're talking about. 96500. And we're going to dissect some very low-budget B-movies. Tomorrow. The writing is great.
Man, I'm looking at some of the pictures that they have from some of these movies. It's bad.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I've seen some B-movies. Like, I think Rubber is one B-movie. It's a tire that kills people. That's a pretty bad one. Pool Boys 2. There's no Pool Boys 1. I always love when B-movies do
yes,
that.
Absolutely.
When they create sequels that don't actually...
Yes. Thanksgiving. The thing was, I posted on my Instagram story that I was watching Thanksgiving. I got so many members of the Buzz family messaging back. We all just watched that too. So I don't know where this stupid movie was floating around, but Buzz family watched it. Thanksgiving. And it goes Thanksgiving, the original movie. And then the next movie that was made was Thanksgiving 3. So yes, same deal.
Yep.
Same deal. $3,500 budget. And we will get into all of its glory. The B-movies coming up tomorrow on the show. Dustin. People are now saying our goodbye things to us online. So,
are they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you want to do this?
You want to do it?
All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Gang.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/Jordan Silver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver. Jordan plus Stacy plus Dustin equals Jordan Silver and Friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.